Welcome back. We'll switch to English now. Aaron is here with me. He's one of the mentors who came from Turkey with the Recoded exchange we're having right now. And Aaron is going to have a talk about renewable energy. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Philip. First of all, I would like to thank to everyone who has contributed to make this organization come true, because this is really helpful. I wish we could have these chances when we were young, but those days were not like this. So now we are encouraging our young people to create projects for environment, to protect the environment, to save environment. But before we want to create projects for environment, we should know what currently what we are doing, because now all the projects are currently being prepared by young these people are electricity related. So they are planning to use electricity somehow in their through their apps, through their programs, through their circus, you know. So we are using electricity every day, every moment. It has become part of us. So I wanted to investigate how we are producing electricity in Germany and in Turkey, and what is the ratio of renewable energy in this production. So before starting investigating numbers, I want to remind you types of renewable energy. So solar, wind, biomass, hydrogen, geothermal, ocean, and hydropower. Now we are going to investigate, see what's the ratio of these renewable energy sources in whole production. So first, I wanted to start with Turkey. So when we see Turkey electricity production numbers, we see that Turkey is a energy importing country, especially imported coal and natural gas. Turkey doesn't have them, so it's importing, it's buying directly from Russia, Iran, or other countries. And these production rates are really high. It's almost half of the energy electricity need. But on the other side, there is a positive positive things happening. For example, hydro energy. As you see, hydro energy nearly doubled. It has become 30% of the whole production. And wind energy is increasing, sun energy increasing, geothermal, waste, others are also increasing. So that is the good side. Renewable energy ratios are increasing in Turkey, especially sun energy. We didn't have sun energy in till 2014, but in last 5 years, huge investments happened, happening, will happen. So it's increasing every year. That's the good side. And I also want to show you, that is the, could you see? I think it didn't happen, sorry. I want to show you, wait. I couldn't show you, sorry. There is, you know, Turkey, when we compare Turkey with Germany, Turkey has a better global sun radiation areas. So we are luckier than Germany, because only south part of Germany is getting enough amount of solar radiation, sorry, solar energy, but in Turkey is much bigger area. So Turkey has a huge potential about producing solar power than Germany. But despite that, even though this advantage, we see that Germany using solar power much better than Turkey since now. When we check Germany's whole electricity production, we see that renewables taking 33% of the whole, But it is also obvious that there is still too much to do in Germany, because Germany still producing its electricity using nuclear energy, hard coal, lignite, which is also coal, and natural gas. So when I checked Germany's future plans in 2050, they are planning to reach, take renewables ratio to 60% of the whole production. So it's nearly double of the today's numbers. So in the next 30 years, Germany is planning to double its renewable energy source. So it's obvious there is still too much to do. And they are planning to shut down their nuclear power plants by one by. But I hope it happens. On the other side, Turkey is planning to open nuclear plants. So it's actually in here good news, but it's a bad news in Turkey. So when we check Germany renewable energy sources, photovoltaics and geothermal energy, we see it's only 6% of the whole. But wind power has a good ratio. Hydropower is really low. When we check, we compare two countries, we see Turkey has a better options about hydropower. And we see that also biomass and municipal waste, Germans are recycling much better than Turkey. It is also obvious in these numbers. So about when we see these two countries about about electricity production, it is obvious there is still too much to do. It's not over yet. It's not even near to over yet. So good things are ratio of renewable energies are increasing every passing year. People are recycling. Governments are investing to these new technologies, to eco-friendly technologies. But it is obvious there is still too much to do, because fossil fuels are still have primary priority to produce electricity. They still have their higher ratios, especially in Turkey. It's a huge problem, because Turkey producing of 20% of its electricity through natural gas, and Turkey doesn't have a natural gas, so Turkey paying billions of dollars every year to other countries. Also, imported coal is a huge has a huge ratio inside production. So, if you have any questions, please share with me.
Okay, we're ready to take questions now. Does anybody have a question about renewable energy in Turkey and in Germany?
Germany.
Well, maybe I have a question. So what do you think we here on this event could do to change these numbers?
What I saw on my perspective, the participants are working really good on to save energy. So when you save energy, it means that you will spend less, burn less coal. So you will burn less natural gas. So you will spend less water to produce electricity. So energy saving projects are really important. So it's also our duty, our responsibility, not to waste energy. Yes?
There's a question. Wait a second.
I'm not sure whether you answered during the talk, because I didn't listen to all the talk, but how soon do you think could industrial nation as Germany, or maybe Turkey as well, could be fully climate neutral in view of energy resources?
Unfortunately, I don't think that it will be 100% such eco-friendly because our energy demand is increasing every year. So also renewable energy capacities have limitations. I know technology developing sun, especially for example solar panels, they the best of them have 24% of efficiency. So most of the sunlights are wasted, you know, getting lost during the production. But I hope we can create an environment, you know, produce electricity 100% eco-friendly. But it seems like a nuclear, especially nuclear power, will keep on the track because politicians don't see them only about generating electricity. They see them also as a threat or just, you know, power.
Is there another question? There is another question. There's always none and there are several.
So thank you for your speech.
Thank you.
As far as I know, the Turkish state is building a nuclear power plant in Sinop, I think.
Yes.
They probably started the construction. Yeah. My question is will be about your personal opinion about this. Do you think it's necessary or do you think the Turkish government will handle or take care of this nuclear power plant as they should?
So, as I said, Turkey is a energy importing country, not like Germany. We are buying natural gas and imported coal. Why we are doing this? Because generating electricity through these sources is cheap. Not so cheap, but cheaper than others. So, why they want to build nuclear plant? They want to produce electricity through nuclear source and stop buying this, stop importing, you know, in natural gas, import coal. But on the other hand, people are terrified, they are scared because it has risks, it has dangers. But they are saying that in last 50 years, 40 years, only two crises happened, Chernobyl and Japan. And today's technology are more reliable, more secure. So, and these new nuclear plants will be safer and much more efficient. So it will save billions of dollars. It will save Turkey, you know, economic problems. But on my opinion, while we have chance of using renewable energy sources. Even in Turkey now, there are factories producing solar panels. Even in Turkey now, there are factories producing wind turbines, motors, you know. So we should invest these technologies more. For example, let's see Turkey sun power. Its ratio is 1.5. But in Germany, it's four times than Turkey. It's six ratio. It's six percentage. So, while Germans come to Turkey to see sun, they are producing much more electricity than Turkey. So first we should solve this problem. Then we can think about maybe nuclear plants. I don't want that. But there is numbers don't lie, you know, as you see here. So even geothermal energy, Turkey is much luckier than Germany about geothermal energy. We have the 5% of the whole world, but we don't use it effectively. So thank you. Any questions?
I think that's the time we have for today. Thank you so much for your talk and for your insights. Thank you.